Hey, this is Johnny Cruz, and you are tuned in to Ugly Brown Boy. You can catch this on all podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
The beginning was you.
So this week I was thinking about the kind of person that I am. Let's start with that. I like to think of myself as a kind person. When I come across strangers, whether it is in the real world or at work, I like to make people feel comfortable. And I like to ease their minds. And I like to make sure that they don't feel anxiety, because I personally grew up with a lot of social anxiety, and being at parties and being with mean people has never been fun for me. So when I see people, especially the ones that come into a place of luxury where I work, I already know it's extremely intimidating. And I don't want to be one of those asshole associates that looks them up and down, makes them feel uncomfortable, gives them that look of, why the hell are you here? I want them to be treated the way I wanted to be treated when I walked into luxury retail places. And so, yes, I try, I do my best to be kind. But admittedly, one of my fatal flaws is that I have a tendency, after a certain point of sort of nasty interaction, I have a tendency to start mirroring people's behavior. And like I said, it's a fatal flaw. I'm aware of it. And I'm not saying that it's good necessarily, but number one, I think if you're going to go out there and you're going to act like an asshole in front of people, they're not always going to be nice to you. And I don't think you should expect them to be nice to you if you're acting that way. So there's that. And on any given day, I could be just the one that you encounter that is going to feed it right back to you. And you may not like it, and you may complain about it, but I want to know why you think you should be treated with kindness and respect when you walk in with an attitude and you're rude with the person that you come across. That's my question to you. And the thing with me is, yes, I know that I can lean into my rude side. And it is not something that I'm proud of. However, it is something I'm very aware of. And I don't think it's a good thing. But I think I've come to the point in my life where I'm not justifying it, but I understand it and I can identify it. And I can admit it and I can call myself out on it. Again, just because I am self-aware enough and I can call myself out on it does not justify the behavior. I don't need to be rude. I should not be rude. But at the same time, you also should not be rude. There has to be a give and take. And there has to be an understanding that, okay, I've had a really bad day. I'm fighting with my husband. I'm fighting with my girlfriend. And I'm in a really, really bad mood. Should I be out in public? Should I be shopping? Should I be in front of somebody else when I know that I have a tendency to take it out on other people? My advice is stay home. Cool off until you know that you can behave. I think we should all be really well behaved when we go out into public. There is such a thing as defaulting to staying home. What is wrong with that? I understand you need to get things done. I understand that your time is important. Everybody's time is important. And here's an example. On more than a dozen occasions, people have come in and they will take their time trying to decide on something. And 45 minutes later, they go, okay, I'm going to take this, but I need you to hurry up because I'm late for an appointment or I'm late picking up my kids. And my response to that is, I don't know if I'm going to be able to move quickly enough for you. Would you like to come back? And I ask that question sincerely. Like, do you want to come back? Do you want me to set this aside for you? Because I may be in the mood to break a sweat and make sure you get out of here in time, but I don't know when you have to leave and what traffic is going to be like and what I'm supposed to be satisfying. So rather than me potentially moving too slowly for you, how about you come back after you pick up your kids? How about you come back after your appointment that you made yourself late for? So for me, it's that kind of accountability that no one else deserves to bear the brunt of. If you know you have to be somewhere, it is nobody else's responsibility to jump through hoops to make sure you're on time. You didn't make sure you were on time. So how is this person going to make sure you're going to be on time? So those are behavioral aspects for me that I question a lot of the time. I think my message a lot of the time is we're all in this together and we all have to be able to get through our days, our months, our years, preferably as peacefully as possible. And the only way that can happen is if we are all aware of our kindness quotient, we have to hold ourselves up to a certain standard where we say, how am I behaving right now? Is it okay that I am snapping at this salesperson in front of me? Is it okay that I came in and now I'm rushing them through taking care of me when they've been so patient this entire time? I think a little perspective of our own behavior goes a long way. And there's nobody else responsible for that except you. So, I don't know. Let's all get with the program. And let's all have the ability to put ourselves in check and say, okay, I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry that I snapped at you. I think it would be best if you hold these items for me and I will come back. Whether it is after you pick up your kids or whether it's the next day, it's up to you. But we should be accountable for ourselves, not just for the sake of one another, but for the sake of our character. We should all strive to be better. And that's part of it, making sure that we are kind, making sure that if our kids see us, if our loved ones, our friends see us, there is no question about our behavior, that the way people see us treat other people is not questionable. I think we owe it to ourselves. I owe it to myself to be the best version. And that means making sure that kindness comes first. Without that, then we're just making our unhappiness move on to somebody else who moves it on to somebody else. Hopefully it stops somewhere, but we can't hope that somebody else will stop it. We can't have somebody walking off into the rest of their day or going to the back after you've ripped them a new asshole and transferring that to someone else, or even just talking about what a cruel person you are. We owe it to ourselves. I owe it to Johnny to make sure that I am as kind as possible to everyone that I come across. It's the only thing I see that can help us to make things work. Because right now, there's so much that is not working. And what we really need the most is to be kind to one another, especially now. There is too much at stake. You should be able to be that person that gets up and says, I'm going to be the kindest version of myself today and live up to it. I'm all about making sure that every day is not just peaceful, but hopefully joyful as well. And I hope all of you can get on board with that. So, until next time, I'll see you next Tuesday. Surpassing.